This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
These segments may cause nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea, and or any other misfortunes.
If you're allergic to quarterbacks, don't listen to
this
segment.
If this conversation lasts more than 6 minutes, go see a doctor.
Baskin and Phelps present.
All right, so tell me again how this is not the same old Browns.
Let's find us a quarterback.
Really? Really, Dan? We're doing this?
Yep.
We're really going to do this.
You asked for it.
Wait a minute. Baskin and Phelps aren't here today. It's you and me. Why are we doing this? I opened a can of worms, didn't I?
You did. You wanted to find us a quarterback, and you know we've worked on this. We people put in time and money. Hardworking people put in time and money, and therefore we have to reward them.
I really should have workshopped this ahead of time.
These are people's jobs we're talking about, Daryl. Jobs.
Well, all right. Since you decided to go there, let's go there. All right, here we go. Not options for the Browns. Which would be the best of the worst of what's available. Sam Darnold, not available.
Nope.
He's with Seattle, 3 years, $100 million. I have no idea how he got that kind of money, but good for him. Justin Fields, not available.
Shucks.
Went to the Jets, 2 years, $40 million. Daniel Jones, who was a guy that I thought might be worth a phone call. No, he's in Indianapolis and got $14 million.
Crud.
Man, that's good money if you can get it. Marcus Mariota, another guy was like, okay, maybe worth a phone call here. Nope, stayed with the Commanders, got $8 million. Again, we are out of the Browns' current budget. Jacoby Brissett, we remember him, okay? No, he's in Arizona. He got $12.5 million over 2 years. Good for Jacoby. Again, good money if you can get it. Cooper Rush. Baltimore, going to hang out with Lamar Jackson. He got $6 million a year. Out of the Browns' budget. Andy Dalton. Again, we're dumpster diving for quarterbacks here, okay? We're I think, through the first layer of the dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed in Carolina for 2 years and $8 million. But see, here's the thing. Now we're getting into the Browns' budget. Like, that could have been doable. Josh Dobbs, our good friend Josh Dobbs.
The Pastronaut.
The Pastronaut. He got 2 years and $8 million from the Pacers. But again, that is within the Browns' budget.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, Mason Rudolph. He's with the Steelers again.
Pass.
But again, within...
Hard pass.
He's in the budget. 2 years, $8 million. Mac Jones, absolutely within the budget. 2 years, seven. See, we are in the right aisle, at least, right?
Right.
We're in the discount bin aisle. We're on the, I think we're reaching the clearance rack right now, okay? Aaron Rodgers, not interested, okay? I just don't care. Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston is still available. Do we want to bring him back to throw some more picks?
It's fun football to watch.
For who?
I mean, for those couple of games where he wasn't totally throwing it all the time to the other team, but pretty entertaining. That Denver game was a good time.
Joe Flacco.
I'm good.
You're good. Okay.
Yeah, 42-year-old Joe Flacco. I'm cool. Thank you for your time. I appreciate everything that you did on that magical run. It was a lot of fun, but that was then, and this is now.
All right. What about Carson Wentz?
Of all the options, fine. But the problem is that the options are so crummy that you're in a position, man, where like you're like, okay, sure, maybe there's some untapped potential there. Are you in on Carson Wentz? Is that your dude?
No.
Okay.
I'm not in on any of these guys. What did the disclaimer say? It gives you indigestion and another...
upset stomach, diarrhea. Yes.
Yeah. That's what I have looking at this list right now.
It's understandable.
Yeah, but if they sign him, I think that means the Browns officially won the Carson Wentz trade.
It's valid. It would come back full circle.
Because 10 years later, he would be a Cleveland Brown, right?
It's valid. And you got him for a lot cheaper.
Right. Desmond Ridder?
No. I watched Desmond Ridder throw passes. I'm good.
I got the guy. Case Keenum!
Get him off the insurance commercials?
I'm totally being sarcastic right now, but...
Get him off the insurance commercials where he's got to step in and help guys back their trucks in and do their taxes?
Who else is doing...
Pictures?
No, not Jameis. Jacoby was doing those commercials too, right?
Yep.
These are... Teddy Bridgewater?
It's brutal.
Tyler Huntley?
Yeah. It's not good.
Jeff Driscoll?
It's an ugly situation. You don't like a whole lot of these. You're basically like slowly trying to talk yourself into anyone. Like that.
Do the Browns have to play? Do they have to play 17 games this year?
Or run a triple option?
Hang on, I'm checking the lease. Hang on. Yeah, they do.
Shoot.
They're legally required to play 17 games. The one thing the lease did not specify was the quality of team the Browns are required to field.
Rachel Phelps smiling somewhere.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some of these guys are furniture movers.
Exactly. This guy's dead. Cross him off.
I mean, that's how I feel about these quarterbacks right now. So the whole point of this was I was right. I was right. I told
it's
you
just
so.
Just a glorified victory lap of Daryl Ryder.
This is exactly what
gravy.
This is.
I was right.
Because what is available, what is affordable, all of it is bad. Very, very bad. Not good. Unwatchable. There are some other adjectives that I would like to use to describe this, but I enjoy working here, so I won't. But this pool of quarterbacks, leads me to believe not only, here's a hot take for you, not only will the Browns use the second pick in the draft to select probably Shedeur Sanders, unless they really, 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 really love Cam Ward and think he's going to flip everything on its head, then maybe you go, you just go get him and do a deal with the Tennessee Titans here. I don't think it's worth it, but if you like a guy that much and you're in the spot that the Browns are in, they may have to do that. They might have to. And not only do that, they might have to start the kid week one, no matter what.
See, that I'm against.
That's how bad what is available on the veteran market is right now, though. Because none of those names that I read off, and that includes Russell Wilson, that includes Carson Wentz, none of those names that I read off, Dan, do I want to see in week one. None of them. You tell me what guy would have you excited for week one for the Cleveland Browns under center, or in the pistol or in the gun.
None of them. I mean, you're 100% right. The problem is I'm always of the thought of I like to bring the rookie quarterback in, and especially when it comes to these guys where they're a little bit more on the raw side, like even Cam Ward is a little bit of level of raw. I would like him to sit for a period of time and learn and work on his footwork and work on terminology and work on all of those different things in practice before you just get handed the keys to the car. Those guys, I know we all point to C.J. Stroud, and I know we all point to Jaden Daniels, but there are a lot of those other guys where that doesn't happen. They need that little bit of time to grow. They need a little bit of polish. They need all of those different things that come with it. And launching guys to the wolves, I don't think, is the answer.
All I know is Jaden Daniels completed nearly 70% of his passes, had 25 touchdowns and 9 interceptions, and the Washington Commanders went to the playoffs.
Do we want to now talk Caleb Williams? I mean, because then we can have that conversation. Because he looked like a mess for a chunk of the season.
Well, I think Caleb Williams was also a victim of really, really bad coaching and a really bad organization.
Correct.
I watched Hard Knocks. Like, here's the great... People complain about Hard Knocks a lot. I actually am able to, like, see things in that episode. Like, you saw what happened to the New York football Giants coming down the pike if you watched offseason. What was it? Hard Knocks offseason with the New York Giants. Whatever they called that thing, right?
Right.
I saw the Aaron Rodgers disaster with the New York Jets. And I'm not talking about the injury part. I'm just talking about just how that organization operated.
Correct.
When I watched that series, I knew Robert Saleh was dead man walking. Just watching that series. The Chicago Bears at whatever they... training camp with the Chicago Bears, whatever they called that thing, right? With Eberflus. I watched that, and I'm like, Caleb Williams is so stuck with both arms tied behind his back. I felt bad for Caleb Williams. I felt like he was set up for failure just watching that series. You can learn a lot by watching Hard Knocks and how organizations operate. So that concludes. We don't have to do the disclaimer again, right? We've probably made everyone ill today, right?
Right.
Okay, we don't need to do the disclaimer again. That was our exploration of the yuck, and in capital letters, yuck, underlined, couple of exclamation points highlighted. That is the free agency availability of quarterbacks to the Cleveland Browns. It ain't good. Coming up next, friend of the show, Brian Anderson. We're going to talk to him about a wide variety of things. Going to find out who he's got in his Final Four. Things not so great in Tampa with the Rays these days. They got the ABS system we got to look at this spring. We'll get thoughts on that. Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com, joins at 1. We've got some folks a little nervous because the Cavs have lost 3 in a row. We'll talk to Chris about how really that's not that big of a deal. Baskin and Phelps, Daryl Ryder, and Dan Medigan with you till 2 here on The Fan.